This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. Shop at Amazon by first going to our website, arthouse43.com or troymeetsworld.com. You click on Amazon. There's a link at the top, and then you shop away. Shop your life away. Shop your bank away. It brings a little money to our show while you open your gifts. We're getting money too, not from you, because it costs you nothing. It's super easy. And what else could you want? You're going to shop there anyway. You're going to buy whatever it is that you buy, striped socks, and then we're going to get a little chunk of change from Amazon. It's a win-win. You can also donate directly to the show, arthouse43.com. Click on donate and then make some sort of a contribution. Okay, muchachos y muchachas, here we go. Outside my gilded cage, with an ounce of pain, I wield a ton of rage, just like suicide. Welcome to Arthouse Radio, I'm Troy Ramos. In for another Friday Stories, sort of a twist on Pop Culture Fridays, whatever. It's episode 91, we're getting dangerously close to the century mark. We're gonna party like it's 99 soon. There's a lot of pressure on. Maybe on episodes 100 or 200 or 1,000. Like, you know, it should just be a regular episode. Maybe it'll just be me sleeping. That'll be episode 100. Or taking a nap. I guess that's the same thing. But I meant like sleeping at night. That's a long John Cagean 8 hours. That would be a long one. A short 20-minute nap. That would be a little bit more, I don't know, more avant-garde, like conceptual artist, Tate Modern, you know? But the 8 hour thing, that the duration of that, that's like John Cage. Whatever. Okay, how are you? I'm good. It is hot today. Do you like hot weather? Don't say no. You were just complaining it was so cold a couple of months ago. Oh yeah, I can't win with you. It's a little hot. It's like upper 80s. It's a little bit humid. It's still early May. Mid-May, I guess. And I don't know. I complain about the heat. I complain about the cold. I just can't wait for fall. That's the best time of them all. Halloween's and pumpkins. Just being crammed down our Halloween holes. All right. Let's get to it. I've got a couple of stories. Obviously, I thought the thing that I never expect is seeing like big celebrity deaths. I don't know why it's so shocking. For years, it seems like I went through what seems like no celebrity deaths. And I would always think, like, how come they never die? Is it because they're so talented? And by the way, I'm talking about actual, like, stars. Not, you know, like, I don't know, Tom Hanks or Fred Astaire, Amy Adams. Those are, like, real stars. I don't know why Amy Adams. I don't know. I just saw Arrival a couple of weeks ago again, whatever. It seems like in the last few years, that hasn't been the case. Like they've been dropping like flies, as the saying goes. Chris Cornell, Christopher John Boyle, died last night in Detroit, May 17th, 2017. Born in Seattle, July 20th, 1964. R.I.P. ABC News headline, Chris Cornell killed himself by hanging. That article is by Mesfin, I didn't write this down right, Fikadu and Corey Williams. I hope you guys are getting all those hits you want with a headline like that. It's a little, you know, that's the world, I guess. But if you want to say, you want to have that click, don't you, with the little, he hung himself. Hey, look at us. Hey, look at us. Look at us. We got it. We got it first. just sort of surf around the internet, I noticed that it seemed like BBC News, where this article had come from, they were one of the first ones, it seemed like, to say it. You know, hey, whatever. Good for you. I hope you make a lot of money off of that. Thinking about Chris Cornell, I listened to Super Unknown today, front to back. Great albums. Always been one of my favorites. Yeah, really bummed. I don't know. It's like that era. Certain people like Chris Cornell remind me of that era of the early 90s, early to mid 90s. What a time. You know, I don't know if grunge is ever going to go make sort of a comeback, or if it ever even left for some of us. I don't know. It was a very small thing, right? There weren't that many bands that were grungy. I mean, certainly there was like a, a style that had overtaken everything. But if you Google or search best grunge albums, there's not a whole lot of variety of different bands. It's kind of the same guys, you know, with some weak B players. It's kind of like the same six or seven bands that everybody knows. And I'm sure there were other people who, you know, if you could talk to the remaining members of Nirvana, they would probably quote bands that they had taken that stuff from, that style maybe, or ish. But yeah, I don't know. It just reminds me of being young and all the possibilities. So to see someone like Chris Cornell go down, that's a tough one. It got me thinking about other rock suicides, not necessarily recently, but just in the last, you know, several decades. Del Shannon took his own life. Michael Hutchence of NXS. That was a really sad one, I thought. I think there might have been some debate about that one, but at least online, what I could find, it looked like it was still sort of ruled a suicide. Ian Curtis, Joy Division, another one. And, of course, Kurt Cobain, the other grunge god. And Layne Staley I don't think he killed himself, but he OD'd on heroin. And I think that was a terrible one. Like, nobody had found him for, like, several days at least. Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Soundgarden, No More. How about that? Fucking 22 years later or whatever. Took quite a lot of talent. It's been kind of a shitty year too, hasn't it? Like, last year was a big one. Everybody remembers that one. But not a very untalented list for this year either. Charlie Murphy, Don Rickles, Chuck Berry, Joni Sledge from Sister Sledge, Bill Paxton, that's a big one, John Hurt, Mary Tyler Moore, Gordon Kaye from Hello, Hello, great little British sitcom, if you haven't seen it, it's great, Miguel Ferrer, I think that's how you say his name, Twin Peaks, did some other stuff too, and Powers Booth, of course, Tombstone, Deadwood, Red Dawn, I think he was a Nixon. I love Powers Booth, he was such a man, just like, played such a good bad guy, you know, just classic, great. Except for in Red Dawn, he was a good guy, I think, and he sacrificed his own life for the Wolverines, if you know what I'm saying. You remember, not a great movie, but I like the idea of it. You know, capitalized on all that Cold War hullabaloo, if you will. What are you gonna say? You know, wild men who caught and sang the song in flight and learned too late, they grieved on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night, friends. That's what I say to all those people who have passed on. Okay, let's go to number two. This is the second story. Netflix announces a prequel series, 10-part, to Jim Henson's 1982 cult film, The Dark Crystal. Got to admit, I've never seen The Dark Crystal. I know, go ahead and boo me. You just boo me, and I'll just take another sip of this Cosmopolitan that I whipped up for myself. Got a podcast sidekick. Want to say hello, Cosmopolitan? See? Look at that. Huh? Oh, that's good. Oh, my. I don't want to stop the show to accommodate my drinking habits. I don't drink that much, but Dark Crystal Age of Resistance will start shooting this fall using creatures made by Jim Henson's Creative Shop and Brian Froud, the conceptual designer who worked on the original 1982 film. I hear this is really good, and I'm glad to hear that they're using actual puppets. I think there's going to be a comeback for that, puppetry or using, you know, like Yoda and not so much whatever, like Yoda episodes 4, 5, 6 and not Yoda episodes 2 and 3. You know, when he was like clearly a cartoon. Just a couple of interesting Jim Henson facts here. He coined the term Muppet in the 1950s. Seems like it would have existed before then. Henson had only one Oscar nomination for a movie called Timepiece in 1962, which sounds like it was really experimental. I think it was just him mouthing some words. I don't think it was anything to do with Muppets or frogs. Fraggle Rock, which was created by Henson, was the very first HBO original series. Take that, all you Silicon Valley and Veep and GOT people. That was filmed in Toronto as well. Just got to throw that in there. Shout out to Toronto. And my final Jim Henson fact is the Muppet Show was turned down by all three U.S. networks before being picked up in Britain. Isn't that always the case? They just don't want to hear it. They've got their own idea. What was going on back then? The Gong Show? Laugh-In? Is that what's going on? I don't know. I don't know why you would turn it down. There couldn't have been that many things. It's probably a tougher lineup to crack. A tougher circle to infiltrate back then because there weren't that many channels. And, you know, you're talking about a time where Fraggle Rock was the first HBO original series. You know, that's the beginning of everything. I still remember being a kid and being so excited about a movie, and then that HBO letters would come floating in from outer space. I guess that's where you were. I don't know why it was outer space, but I loved it. It was great. It got me really excited. Well done, HBO, for that. Okay, let's go to number 3. We've got some quickfire stories here. Shopper finds X-rated message on Tesco tea cake. This is a little bit me still. Reminiscing about England, Lisa Sheehan of Sheerness, Kent, found a tea cake with the iced message, "I want your sex." And Tesco say that it was a disgruntled worker. Sure they would. Of course they would. Disgruntled worker / George Michael fan. Now, you could just say that they were just writing lyrics. Maybe the next tea cake had sex is natural, sex is good. Did you try checking the next tea cake? I'm sure they probably did. I wonder if she ate it. I don't know. I probably wouldn't eat it. I mean, you know it would be tampered with. You certainly wouldn't want then you'd never know when they'd be giving you your sex, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to go into detail. This is a family show-ish, but I'm not going to get gross. Scientists catch deer eating human remains for first time. That's lovely. San Marco, Texas, a setup where it was like a research field where cadavers are left in open fields to study the process of decomposition. And a deer walked in there and was like, it's going to have a snack. What is this, Triscuits over here? Let's get some of those. Ooh, got some bar cheese. Let's do some of that. Ooh, Wheat Thins. How about that? Got some dip. Mmm, yeah. Salsa. Ooh, you bet. Tortilla chips. Anybody got some? Mmm. Deer are so crazy. I think they're gross. And I think they're just herbivores, right? But I guess the article said that sometimes they do gnaw on human bones for the fun of it. It's great. So now the deer are turning against us. Well, what are we going to do? Did you know that I have coyotes running around in the city here? Like, isn't that crazy? Coyotes. Interesting podcast. Joe Rogan Experience, obviously, gets a lot of downloads. He had Dan Flores on, and then he had another coyote expert on after that. And they were saying that in Los Angeles, I guess they tried to eliminate coyotes in that area because they were becoming a problem. They were attacking dog, you know, if you got a lot of coyotes in any area, you're not going to have a high stray dog and cat population, if you know what I'm saying. They like to, that's to them, those are just like poppers. They just pop them right in their mouth, swallow them down. But I guess that they tried to get rid of them, to terminate them, and the population exploded. I guess coyotes are extremely resilient to that sort of thing. If they get the sense, and they rightly sensed it in that case, that they were being targeted, they bred like crazy. It was like a hip-hop party in all those coyote dens, just freaks getting it on to the break of dawn, and they outfucked the efforts, and it exploded, and then they stopped, and it's been fine ever since, I guess. I mean, it's still a problem because they exploded in population, but I guess they did some sort of research in Yellowstone where they found that if this was the controlled group, or the, well, I don't know which one is the controlled group, but the coyote population, where they could have bred and taken over, you know, much of the park, they didn't. As long as they felt they were left alone, they didn't balloon up or shrink down to anything but than what we consider normal population levels. Interesting facts about coyotes. You didn't think you'd come here for that, but it's sort of an art form, right? It just outbreeding your oppressors, something like that. Okay, and lastly, Weird Festivals USA this August 2017. If you're not busy, if you're not doing anything, you should head to Clinton, Montana. Why? The Testicle Festival. Each year, locals in Clinton gather to celebrate nuts. The Testy Fest includes several different events, the main one being the Ball Eating Festival. You get 4 minutes to see how many bull balls you can eat. And they also have an Undie 500 race, which is obviously people racing around in their underwear. Why would you want to eat nuts like that? I mean, can you just eat meatballs? Well, I mean, a meatball festival, I think you'd get more people for that. I mean, is there like an abundance of bull testicles in that area where they're just chopping them off left and right? And they're like, we gotta do something with all these balls. First of all, burn them or just bury them. Why do you have to eat them? It doesn't make any sense. It's gross. I don't get it. The Undy 500 thing, I guess that makes more sense. But there's like a connection there between balls and underwear. Whatever. I'm sure it would be fun. I hope to see you there. I'll be covering live at the Ball Festival 2017, Montana Nuts, in the Pacific Northwest. Assuming it's in the Northwest. I don't know. That's not the Pacific Northwest, but it's like Midwest, way out there. But I'll be there covering all the nut eating action. It's all the cock sucking and the nut slinging and all the juices down the chin and the tea bagging. I'll be there for all of it, Montana. So count me in. I'll be there broadcasting live from the nuts of America, Montana, Clinton, Montana, home of the nuts. Okay, at ArtHouse43, you can follow me. You can follow some of the pictures that I put up. You can just tweet at me at ArtHouse43.com. Oh, sorry, at ArtHouse43 or ArtHouse43.com if you want to make any sort of comments. There's been still some trouble with iTunes uploading the last couple of episodes. I promise I've been putting them up, but they're doing something weird. It's showing up on my iPod. I know I still have an iPod, but it's not showing up online or on my phone. So I don't know what the deal is. I've already got the request process begun. So hopefully you'll see like an explosion of like 3 or 4 episodes. And then you can just sit back, take your pants off, and enjoy Art House Radio. Okay, friends, until next Friday or before then, enjoy yourself. Goodbye.